Nazir, chapter 1, Mishnah 4. Harani Nazir, Kasa'ar Roshi. I'm a Nazir as the hair on my head. Uka Afar Aretz, or as the dust of the earth. Uka Chol HaYam, or as the sand of the sea. That's what he says. So how do we interpret that? So the first opinion, Harazir Nazir Oilam. He's a Nazir forever. Okay, because there's lots of sand in the sea, lots of hair on his head. But Megalach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. We don't look at it as one long period of Nazirus. Rather, for every hair on his head, he gets 1 30-day period. And therefore, at the end of every 30 days, he can shave, bring his sacrifices, etc., and then he'll start the next period of Nazirus. So he'll 30-day periods, but forever, because of the amount of sand in the sea or whatever. That's the first opinion. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe disagrees. He says, Ein zeh megalach achas l'shloshim yom. He's a Nazir Oilam, according to Rebbe, and he doesn't shave every 30 days. Right? He's a Nazir, that's one long period of Nazirus. So the Eizu Megalach Achas L'Shloshim Yom, so according to Rebbe, who is allowed to shave every 30 days, however, if the person says, Haraya Lai Nazirus Kasa'ar Roshi, I undertake Nazirus. He uses a different terminology. In the first case, he said, I'm a Nazir as the hair on the head. Here he says, I undertake Nazirus as the hair on my head. Uka Afar Aretz Uka Chol HaYam, was the dust of the earth of the sea. So according to Rebbe, if he uses this terminology, now he's allowed to shave every 30 days. He still has Nazir, he'll still be a Nazir for the rest of his life, basically, but it's 30-day periods of Nazirus rather than just one long period, according to Rebbe.